Kia ora, Moira.
Yuck way, Brian. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself? How's your arms? Have you got a home studio or just a home office?
Well, I normally do work on a desk in the room, but I'm actually sitting in my husband's car tonight because my phone has been going crazy today. And so our beagle, who's very loud, keeps on barking. So I've had to sit in the car outside the driveway.
I wondered what about the sound quality. It was something about it. Did sound like you were in a car, which I thought was slightly odd, but now it makes perfect sense. And is the phone being crazy busy because you're getting lots of messages?
We are. It's been really busy since we've all started working from home. And a lot of it are people sending us information from the region, people who have seen stories on our website and have contacted us. And there's obviously so much going on with COVID-19 in the Pacific. And so we're getting lots of requests about information in some places. When the Prime Minister had her first state of address, we had a request from Toke Lau, who were actually really keen to get in on that live. So lots of stuff for people in the Pacific interested in what's going on in Aotearoa, but also a lot of the Pacific communities here keen to know what's going on in the Pacific region too.
When I spoke with Johnny Blades yesterday, we talked, one of the things was that whether the number of countries which have confirmed COVID cases, whether they had gone up in the Pacific Islands. Yesterday that hadn't happened. What about today?
Yeah, so French Polynesia are now have 30 confirmed cases. In Guam, the number has gone up there. So they're now at 45 cases and one death. There's also the aircraft carrier, the US Theodore Roosevelt, which is docked in Guam. They've got 4 confirmed cases, although that number isn't included in the 45 already confirmed there. There are 5,000 personnel on that carrier, and none of them are allowed off board. French Polynesia, as I said, are now at 30 cases. New Caledonia has identified another person just this evening, so now bringing the total there to 15. Still 5 cases in Fiji, 1 case in PNG. We've now had 1 reported death in West Papua and 8 confirmed cases there. Rapa Nui has just recorded its second confirmed case of COVID-19, and Hawaii's total is now at 106.
One of the other things that Johnny mentioned was Papua New Guinea urgently trying to get test kits from New Zealand. Do you know if they've got there yet?
No, and I know that they were still trying to see if they could source more test kits elsewhere. I think they had ordered, I can't remember how much it was actually, but it was possibly half the number that they eventually got from New Zealand, and they needed so much more. And, of course, Papua New Guinea is such a massive area, so the difficulty, too, is trying to get test kits into a lot of the highlands area and some of the remote areas. So that will be, Papua New Guinea will be quite a big challenge if COVID does actually start to contaminate other people there in that country.
And to just confuse matters further, in Papua New Guinea, there's been a volcanic eruption.
There's been a volcanic eruption on Manam Island, so that's caused more problems there. So Manam Island is about 12 kilometres off New Guinea's coast, and it last erupted in November last year. So another eruption, more problems there. A lot of the locals actually that lived on Manam ended up being displaced in the last eruption, so they are now displaced, and some are living on the mainland and in Port Moresby as well, the capital.
To what extent is the volcanic eruption affecting a wider area? I guess one thing, you know, at the moment, we don't have to worry so much about volcanic eruptions shutting down air flights, do we?
No, and COVID-19 has really seen so many places in the region really seal their borders against us. Lockdown in Tonga starts this weekend. Parts of Samoa have been sealed off, no flights in. And the Federated States of Micronesia, the same. They're bringing in the same measures. Solomon Islands declared a state of emergency, also Vanuatu. So a lot of places in the region have major concerns about COVID-19 getting into their border. So they are doing all they possibly can to be able to contain if there are cases there or keep it out.
Did Vanuatu have an election recently?
Vanuatu had an election. They went to the polls on the 19th of March, and the problem was is that sadly, not long after the voting started to come in, there were a bit few disruptions there because there was some bad weather in Vanuatu. So some of the outer islands, actually, their counts came in a little bit later. But the Vanuatu Electoral Commission can't begin the official ballot count because the new chair, which was appointed recently, died. So that's created a bit of problems in the country, as well, obviously, as the announcement of a state of emergency in Vanuatu. So I'm not quite sure what they're going to do at this stage. They've just announced that they can't do this officially, and I guess they're going to just look to what the government wants to do in terms of trying to appoint someone to start this count.
Were there any other elections coming up that are likely to be disrupted by COVID-19? I mean, New Zealand.
Solomon Islands.
Sorry, carry on.
Sorry, the Solomon Islands Electoral Commission, they are postponing two by-elections because the country now has, they've also gone into a state of emergency, so that's created more problems there. And the thing is, too, is that a lot of these nations, territories in the region, so they are focusing really now on, you know, other things like by-elections have been put on hold, other measures, and solely focusing on what they can do in terms of sealing their borders, restricting movement in these countries, and trying to get out information to people. That's been the biggest thing here, even here in Aotearoa. The Ministry of Pacific Peoples has translated into very specific languages information on COVID-19. So it's in Tongan, Cook Islands, Kiribati, Tuvaluan, Fijian, Rotuman, also in Tokelauan. We, RNZ Pacific, are broadcasting health notices in Samoan, Tongan, Niuean and Cook Islands. And we've also got information from the ABC's WANTOC program, who have been translating health notices into talk pigeon. So that's something that we are also broadcasting into Melanesia, and particularly trying to get into the remote areas where they don't have access to television or internet, and really the main source of information is still radio for them.
Well, Moira, thank you very much for coming out to your car to speak with us. I hope the beagle settles down and your phone does too for the rest of the evening.
Thanks so much, Noe. He's a bit old and slightly grumpy with all these phone calls coming in. So, yeah, it just seems otherwise you would have just heard a very howling beagle in the background of this.
Yes, which some people might have appreciated, but might not have been too good. Might have been quite stressful for you, Moira.
No, he's okay. He's okay inside for now. So yes.
Moira, thanks very much for joining us. Have a lovely
thanks
evening.
Thanks so much. You too. So far.
Moira Tuileapa Taylor, who was tonight's RNZ Pacific correspondent, on the line to us with our Pacific Chat. We'll have another one of those at around about 8:15 on Monday on RNZ National.